got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. Yes, my weekend was amazing. It went by fast, but that's okay. It was still amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question. And if you, I'll get to the biblical question in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you're unable to just sit and watch it as it is happening, because you got to go and do what you just got to do. But you would like to listen to it live anyway, you can. You can podcast. Then you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and we take all calls. But because we love the ladies, we take their calls on Monday as they come in, because Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
It's the men in this country, and I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change.
That's right.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. They want to be at home with those babies. Amazing. So, I have a brand new biblical question. And yesterday at fellowship, the fellowship on Sunday mornings, we dealt with last week, biblical question, which was, do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? It was an amazing question and an amazing fellowship about that question. And so I invite you to check it out by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. If you were not there yesterday or didn't hear yesterday for whatever reason, you can podcast it. you can podcast Yesterday Fellowship. And long story short, you are perfect. You just don't know it. You have forgotten who you are, and you just don't know it. And then you've been told that you're not all your life. And then all of your life, a lot of people have been trying to be that way, and it has been impossible. But once you see clearly for yourself that you're already that way and you don't need to try to be that way, you'll be fine. You've been lied to in your churches, in your home, in your walk around your neighborhoods, in your friendships and marriageships and all kinds of ships. Generation and generation have been lied to. They go totally against what the truth have told you and the truth say that you are. But you forgot, and you used to know it as a little kid before you were traumatized. And when you were traumatized, you went into darkness and forgot about the light. You forgot about the truth. And all your life, all my life, we all have been beating ourselves up, trying to be something that we already are. And the more we try to be it, the further we get away from it. There's no reason to try to be anything because you already are everything. And so for those who want to be free, I encourage you, do what you want, but you need to start searching within. The kingdom of heaven is within. It is not without. You can read the Bible till the cows come home. You can read the Quran. You can interpret the Bible or whatever. You can physically do what the Bible say do. All you're going to have are words in your head, in your mouth, your head, and it's not going to do anything for you. But pump you up and make you think in a wrong way. Nothing wrong with reading the Bible, but it's up to you. And for those people who want to stay in your darkness, in your evil nature, and they say that you're not perfect, that's fine. Really, stay that way. But don't be mad at the men and women who are coming to knowing that. All right? But you stay the way you are, and watch how jealous and angry and mad you're going to be at the men and women who are realizing that they have never been imperfect. You're going to be mad at them, and the reason you're going to be mad because you and the devil are one. You and evil are one. And you believe that lie, and you want everyone to believe what you believe. And you're going to get mad at them, and you're going to attack them, you're going to call them names. You're going to do everything you can, you and the devil, to try to draw them back into an illusion rather than living in reality. Isn't that amazing? I want, and the men and women around the world, those who are truly working on themselves, watch out for the devil when they attack you, because they really will. The devil cannot handle one man, one woman, one person getting away. He can't handle that. And so he's going to use the devil in your mind that you're overcoming, men and women, and then he's going to use the devil in other people to attack you. And they will build an army against you because the devil can't stand alone. He got to have an army, at least one or two people saying, yeah, you're right. You're right in what you're saying. You're right in what you're doing. And then the devil feel fine because he and other devils have agreed. So don't hate them, those who are working on themselves. They know not what they do. They're asleep. They don't know that they're of the devil. They really think that is them. So don't argue with them, the devils, inside your head or inside of other people. Don't try to prove anything to them. You don't owe them anything. You live your life, men and women who are waking up. because the devil has no power, no authority. That's why he can't stand alone, because darkness is a weakness. It's evil. All right? So for those men and women who say, oh, no, you can't be perfect, don't argue with them. Don't try to prove to them that they can. Leave them in their hell. Because if you try to bring them out, they will try their darnedest to destroy you. And they won't be satisfied until you're destroyed. And this includes family members, husbands and wives, adult children, fellowship members, friends, whatever, workers, co-workers. The devil is something else, and he works through human beings. And especially, you can always tell the devil right away is by their emotions. Devils are very emotional. Either so-called good emotions, which are evil, or bad emotions, which are evil. And as it's been said, never trust an angry person. And that's so true. The moment you catch an angry person in operation, just know that's your enemy. But don't hate them. But that is your enemy, and you can't trust them. And don't let the devil convince you, oh, yes, you can. They're just mad for now. The devil's lying to you. There is a devil, and there is a God, and there is no you. Is either of your father, the devil, small g, or of your father, God, big G. There's no you. It was amazing fellowship, though. For those who want to overcome, I invite you to check out rebuildingaman.com/church. Yesterday's fellowship was mind-blowing. Heart, good for the soul, and bad for the devil. All right? And so I have a brand new biblical question. And it's a doozy. What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? I've been hearing about these two things pretty much all my life, especially when this so-called civil rights movement started and the women's movement and all that. What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? This is another amazing question. Tearing down the wall of deception. That's what we're doing here, so that you, for those who want to be free, you can be free. You don't have to live in your misery, but you can stay in your hell. God's not going to bother you. His son not going to bother you. I'm not going to bother you, and none of the workers here are going to bother you about it. You can stay in your hell, really. You made that decision. Amazing. So I hear on the news that it's snowing everywhere, at least back east and places like that, the south, even Sweet Home, Alabama. And I'm just not accustomed to it snowing in Alabama. I tried to reflect and remember a time when it snowed in Alabama when I was growing up there. Maybe it did a little bit and it melted away so fast. I'm not going to say it never snowed while I was there, but I don't remember it. At least I'm trying to remember and I can't. But now I'm hearing that it is snowing in Alabama, Mississippi, Indiana, everywhere. New York, and the people are stuck in the snow. Isn't that amazing? What a mess. And then, so I got this picture of my ex-producer, Sean. Apparently, he's trying to dig his way out of the snow. There goes Sean right there. That's my ex-producer, Sean. Can you bring his picture closer? No, it's not possible. He's digging his way out in the snow over there in his hometown. There he goes. Look like one of those ice people. Or maybe one of the people that are attacking ice, but he's not a tyke. He would be an ice person. That's Sean. What the? Look at his car. Snow everywhere. And that's amazing. I wish you well over there, Sean. It's chilly in L.A., but not cold. And there's no snow unless it's up in the mountain. Anyway, so, and I'll get to your calls here in a minute, 888-77-JESSE. Some of you know about these people who are carrying on over in Minneapolis, and because the ICE is doing its job in trying to send these illegal aliens back, and they the people pretend they love the ICE, the illegal alien more than they love the American people. CBS News is reporting that federal agent shot and killed a 37-year-old man in Minneapolis on Saturday morning, less than 3 weeks after that, an ICE agent shot this female. Y'all know about her. Here's a story from CBS News and Fox 13. Watch this.
Come on!
Shut it down!
Come on!
Tonight, tensions flaring.
It is our duty, it is our rights.
Crowds back out on the streets in Minneapolis, demanding answers after 37-year-old Alex Preddy was shot and killed by a federal agent Saturday morning. The shooting itself captured by several witnesses. Federal officials say Preddy approached Border Patrol agents armed with this semi-automatic handgun and violently resisted attempts to disarm him. The agents, according to DHS, were conducting a targeted operation.
The city's police chief says they believe the man was a lawful gun owner with no previous criminal record.
We can't have individuals that are impeding law enforcement operations and then showing up with guns and weapons and no ID and confronting law enforcement like that.
Just saw a video of more than six masked agents pummeling one of our constituents and shooting him to death.
Amazing, huh? And following the shooting, protests erupted in Minnesota. Official urges ICE operation to cease. This is CBS News.
Following the shooting, protesters could be heard screaming profanities and calling for ICE to get out of the city. This adding to the nationwide protests that have erupted since Rene Good was fatally shot by an ICE agent in Minneapolis earlier this month.
7 years old, angry.
Minnesota officials are calling for an immediate end to ICE operations in the state.
Tonight, 100 packed downtown Seattle to call for an end to ICE operations in Minneapolis.
I just want to say solidarity with what's happening in Minneapolis, and a huge shout out to the union organizers and educators. I'm an educator in Minneapolis who yesterday shut the whole city down to protest what was happening with ICE. I think it's remarkable, and know that Seattle stands with you.
What a dumb educator, huh? Preddy's family says he was a kind-hearted soul. Watch this from CBS.
His family says he was an ICU nurse at a VA hospital in Minneapolis, remembering him as a kind-hearted soul and a good man.
He cared about people deeply, and he was very upset with what was happening in Minneapolis.
He loved this country, but he hated what people were doing to it.
Preddy's parents rejecting the administration's claim their son was a threat as calls grow louder for federal officers to leave the city.
Amazing. Very interesting. And so I was reflecting on this, and I was wondering out loud or to myself at the time, would a nice, kind-hearted, good person, male or female, go out and deliberately get in the way of officers doing their job, ICE or a police officer or anyone? Would a kind, good-hearted, so loving person do that? Would a person that love America go out and get intentionally, if this boy were doing that, out there, wherever you out of God or not, in the way of ICE doing its job? What's good about that? And, oh, he's such a good man, good, kind-hearted, loving American guy. He went out there and he got in the way, according to a report. He brought that on himself. No one else did it but he and Satan. You can't blame the ICE people. The ICE people doing their job. They're getting the illegal aliens out of this country that our government allowed to come in because they want to vote. They don't care about the American citizen at all. And these people that's out there protesting ICE, they're bringing whatever happened upon themselves. I thank God that at this time, no other president is in charge but Donald Trump. Because if the great white hope, Donald Trump, was not in charge, it'd be a mess. It'd be a mess. And another thing I realized is that it's been reported time and time again that the mayor of the city, the DA of the city, and the governor of the city is encouraging this. They want these protesters to go out and fight. And the protesters are so dumb, they're not thinking for themselves. Some of them, they say, are getting paid, so they're at work. And then the others are blindly following the blind. And these people are getting what they deserve. And I love the fact that Donald Trump ain't backing down. He's like, don't get in the way. Something like, and I have that coming up in a minute. Don't get in the way of the ICE doing Border Patrol doing their job. All you gotta do is stay home. It ain't your business. They are doing their job to protect the American citizen. And you're getting in the way. And I know that some people are watching this and they're starting to emotionally identify with the protester. Don't do that. Because these people, they're going to end up killing your children, you, and everybody else. These people who are protesting the ICE people should not be out there. It's none of their business. They're doing what we pay the government to do, is to protect the American people. And anyone that's out there protesting against ICE like that, you're evil. And then the mayor, DA, and the governor, like, according to reports, are encouraging it, and I can kind of hear them doing it based on what I hear. They had a lot going on in Minnesota. Remember when every day we were hearing about the Somalians ripping off the American people there, and they start to investigate Ilhan Omar and the mayor and the governor and everybody? I'm wondering if that's why they want to encourage these people to go out and be violent so they can take their Somalian news out of the news so that you can forget. When the last time you seen an update on the Somalian people stealing all that money in Minnesota, Minneapolis? You heard anything about that lately? They're still being investigated, and in Ohio, too. But it's not in the news anymore. And that's what the government, the mayor, the Ilhan Omar, and all those other people, they want this happening to get this other thing out of the news. Isn't that amazing? So you go out there and get in the way of ICE, you're bringing whatever happens upon yourself. And you and only you are to blame. Really? And then that I hear the when they mention this conservative, when they mention the shooting and over there, oh, my heart goes out for those poor family members. Why are you feeling sorry for them? They the one, those are adults who are deciding they want to go out there and get in the way of our government. You shouldn't be feeling a thing for them. You didn't tell them to go out there. They did it on their own. What a mess, huh? CBS Minnesota. Homeland Security investigator agent lost a piece of his finger during a protest in Minneapolis on Saturday. Watch this.
A Homeland Security agent lost a piece of his finger during protests in Minneapolis today. A DHS spokesperson says rioters attacked the officer before one person bit the officer's finger. Authorities say he is expected to lose that finger. Attorney General Pam Bondi posted on X after the incident saying the suspect who allegedly bit the finger off an HSI agent in Minnesota today has been arrested and is in custody. I have directed my federal prosecutors to file charges for this heinous assault on our brave law enforcement officer.
I love the fact that ICE is not backing down because Donald Trump is in charge and he's not. You can't get in his way. I love that. Finally, somebody looking out for the American people. Amazing, huh? It just, if you don't see the evil in these people attacking ICE, then I don't know what else you need to see. This is pure evil. In America, this is happening in the United States of America. Did you ever imagine? It's not overseas. It's not over in all our Waba country. This is happening in America. And anyone that support these so-called protesters, who they say are being paid, a lot of them, then something wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. CBS News, President Trump addressed Border Patrol killing of this guy, Alex, in Minneapolis, writing, let our ICE patriots do their job. Watch this from CBS News.
Former President Barack Obama called the latest fatal shooting by federal officers in Minneapolis a, quote, wake-up call for Americans. He also condemned ICE tactics in Minnesota. President Trump, however, is defending his administration's actions. CBS's Willie James Enman is following the latest tonight from the White House. Willie James.
Jerika, good evening to you. We did not see the president today, but he was active on social media, calling on Democratic governors and mayors to cooperate with the federal government. Earlier, he complained about efforts to stop his building of a big ballroom. In another post, he focused on what he called massive financial fraud in Minnesota. It was Saturday that he addressed this latest fatal shooting, writing, let our ICE patriots do their job. He also accused the mayor of Minneapolis and governor of Minnesota of inciting insurrection. The administration's immigration crackdown in Minnesota is now entering its ninth week.
Amazing. Aren't you glad for Donald Trump? Wow. We should be like, on our knees, thanking the Lord. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Amazing. That's right, Mr. Great White Hope. Don't stop. And the president needs to hear representing emergency military in there. Just stop these people right away. Amazing. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
we call ourselves black men with African garb on.
Greetings, Afro-America. Are you a victim of white racism in America today? Does the thought of another white president scare you? Have you ever found yourself hating every iota of a cracker?
Every last iota of a cracker I hate it.
Well, get your chicken and waffles to go, because Bond Action is hosting a Back to Africa ocean liner adventure. For a limited time only, get the reparations you've had coming to you and head home. Navigated by the same white liberals who already control your lives every day.
Food stamps, unemployment insurance.
Take a seat in the bottom deck and get rowing. Negro spirituals will be presented throughout the trip, and complimentary seawater will be served hourly. Watch as all your issues disappear upon arrival to your old home. Enjoy a simple, carefree...
Amazing! 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. So I want to... some of the liberals and the Democrats are bitching about President Trump doing the right thing to protect American citizens. Well, according to this story, C-SPAN, back in 2005, these people would have disagreed with Trump deportation efforts. Let me see. Oh, Obama in 2005 was doing the same thing, not as aggressively, but these same people disagreeing with the Great White Hope. Here is a 2005 Senate floor speech by Barack Obama where he called for securing the borders, punish employers of undocumented workers. Watch this.
We all agree on the need to better secure the border and to punish employers who choose to hire illegal immigrants. We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law, and they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
Amazing. So why was it okay then but not now? Why? Why? So you go out there getting ICE's way of doing its job, protecting the American people? You deserve what you got. You bring it upon yourself. Nobody told you to get out of your bed and go and protest ICE all for the thrill of it. These are a bunch of devils protesting ICE for thrills. That's all it is for the thrill of it. And I believe, based on the news, I don't know, what's your, that the government there want to get the headlines out of the way about the Somalian people stealing the money from the government, and they may have been. There's investing on a part of it. Oh, that was a lot of money that was being taken away. Think about that. You're working hard. You're already giving your money. You're already giving your money to these women having babies out of wedlock and these people who don't want to work, and the homeless people, the illegal aliens coming in, free education, and they wanted to do it even more so. And according to a report, this has been a major problem for the last 20 years or so. Think about all the money, your tax dollars, the working people. Think about that, all the money that they let these illegal in and then they take from you. Immigration Justice has reported during the Obama administration, 56 individuals have died while in ICE custody. Why are they mad about that? This is evil. And these people are doing it for a thrill. Brian is out of Louisiana. Brian, you are on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Jess? How you doing?
All is well, Brian.
Okay. If you call yourself a preacher, and I don't know why you are condoning, because it sounds like you condoning all the killings of that was going on in this thing. It's a shame that you're doing it.
I don't know what you're saying.
A lot of innocent people dying.
Like who?
You know who.
No, like who?
You know who.
Brian, if you're going to make a statement, I need you to back it up. Who? What
I
innocent?
Said,
you mean like the ICE agents are being hurt?
No. Not the ICE agents. The innocent people.
Like who?
The people that they think are immigrants.
What?
The people that they think are immigrants.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean by that. Come on, Justin.
What people do they think
are immigrants? The nurse that died in Minnesota, yes.
What?
The nurse that died in Minnesota.
The nurse?
Yeah, and you're going to sit up there and tell people
what nurse?
That was a nurse that died, a good nurse, a good employee.
Was she out there interfering with ICE? I'm not familiar with that.
What? No, hold on, wait. So let me ask you this though: What are they protecting? We already got policemen here in the U.S. Why we need ICE?
Because ICE's job is to deport illegal aliens out of our country.
Democrats
allow to just come in.
You just said it. To deport, not kill. To deport, not kill.
What? Who they killed?
You know who they killed. Come on,
Justin. I'm just now finding out that Alice guy was a nurse. Are you referring to him?
Yes. I just said him.
If he had not gone out there and pushed himself in the way of the ICE people doing their job, would he be alive today?
No.
How do you know he wouldn't be alive?
They just gotta get their legals out.
Brian.
And why are you condoning the violence?
Brian.
You're condoning the violence this morning.
Brian, answer this for me.
You're all for it.
Brian, if he had not gone, if Alice had not gone out there and, according to the report, gotten in the way of ICE doing his job, would Alice be alive today?
It is a goddamn shame you're condoning all this violence.
You can't curse, man. Why are you cursing?
I'm sorry. I'll say it's a shame you're condoning violence.
But you didn't answer my question.
You ain't answer mine.
What's your question?
I said, why are you condoning the violence?
Well, I'm saying that these people who are violently attacking ICE are evil people. I'm not condoning that. I'm pointing out that they're evil and they are doing it for the thrill of it. So I need you to answer my question now. If Alex had not gone out there and gotten in the way of ICE doing its job, their job, would Alice be alive today?
I think Alice was out there trying to protect.
That's not the question. If he had not gone out there and gotten in the way of ICE doing his job, would he most likely be alive today?
Oh, so you're condoning that?
I'm going to ask you one more time. I'm going to hang up on you. I'm not going to play these kind of games with you. If Alice had not gone out there, and according to the report, gotten in the way of ICE during his job, would Alex be alive today? Most likely be alive today.
Give yourself the chicken song, chicken.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Oh, man. Amazing, huh? Amazing, huh? ICE is doing his job. It didn't invite you to come out there and get in the way. And in America, we don't do these kind of things. That doesn't even make sense. And then you're going to blame ICE. ICE didn't go to, according to the report, it didn't go to Alice's house and tell Alice, come on out. Good people don't do that. Let me go to Canada and talk to Ari. Ari, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse? How you doing?
All this well.
Hey, man, yeah, I just want to say I'm happy and I stand with you and I'm proud that you're backing up ICE. And, you know, even here from Canada, I'm a dual citizen. But truth be told, I used to have a criminal past. And even as somebody who's have a criminal past, I fully back up and stand with ICE. And, you know, back in my day, Jesse, if we were to do that, it would be obstruction of justice right off the bat. Yeah. You know, we wouldn't even get a chance. We wouldn't even get a chance, the criminals, you know. So these people, they I don't know, man, what's going on in America. It's very sad to watch that, you know, also as a criminal, we don't allow people who are, you know, pedophiles or, you know, they go and they force women to do things, right? And even criminals have an X factor on that, right? Those people, they go to like a private custody where they can't be touched because in general population, even those people get violently attacked, right? So we have a group of ICE agents trying to get immigrants to prevent that. And these people are getting in the way of that, and nobody's getting arrested in the masses. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know how is that even possible, Jesse? Never mind state or federal at that point, where people are biting off immigration ICE agents' fingers.
Yeah.
Like it's. I don't know if I'm allowed to say retarded on your show.
No, you can't say retarded.
Okay, I take that back. These people are slow. They're slow, Jesse. Yeah. They're remedial, you know. And I just say, yeah, all these people coming on in the future or after me to come talk nonsense about ICE or what they're doing or they're being violent. Listen, 1 + 1 = 2, y'all. Stay home and ain't nobody going to get hurt, right?
I can't believe one person with any common sense can think that these people attacking ICE are doing the right thing. There's not one common sense person who think that this is good. And I'm real happy that President Trump is not feeling sorry for these invaders. And he's doing the job that he promised he would do. So I'm grateful to him.
No, Donald Trump, for sure, he's going down as 100% a straight shooter.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about that. And well-deserved. And, it's sad. When we think it's, I'm sitting here in Canada. Canada's already done, right? I'm just waiting for the crumbles to pass so I can make my moves. But America, like, you know, you guys got President Trump, the beginning of the golden age. Like, you know, when I feel bad for America because I thought, you know, really people were going to stand with Trump and not do all this nonsense. You know, you go from Palestine, but they won't protest for Iran. You know, I don't know. We all know it's upside down, but it's good on you, Jesse. And yeah, man, I'm just happy you're on the air supporting ICE. Like, there's a lot of these people who are just getting paid to say the opposite of you.
Yeah.
And from Canada and from a different and from a father and an ex criminal's point of view, Jesse, you're a straight shooter. And yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We got to stand with the president. The president is doing his job. He is protecting the American citizen. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too. Super chats.
Info last week with a late coming super chat. No message. Thank you, info 671.
Thank you. Amazing.
Laddie bought a coffee. By always thinking, I mean always absorbing. Laddie bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you. Amazing.
Following up on some previous coffees from last week.
Right.
Thank you. Kevin, blessings on all over on Cash App.
Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate your support.
So Callis on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. What is it like to want to get closer to God?
You should not want for anything, because when you want to do it, you're getting further away from him. What you don't realize, you're already one with him. You just don't know it. So don't want for anything. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Callis Craig D., kingdom of God is within. Therefore, I'm perfect. I guess responding to last week's biblical question.
Amazing. Thank you. And check out, if you haven't already checked it out, check out yesterday's fellowship about that. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. We dealt with that a lot yesterday. It was amazing. Thank you.
Skip Laug, very generous. Da Bayou frozen, but I'm not, Chew. Here's a little goal/tender soccer ball emoji, $ emoji.
Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Skip Laug. Grateful, blessed beard. Welcome, new Bond supporter. Thank you, sir, as well as Gabriel S. Welcome, Bond supporters.
Right on. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, y'all. Yeah. You boy, 39, love what you are doing.
And thank you for helping us to do what we are doing. I appreciate it.
That was a church super chat. These are church super chats. Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Lots of love from UK, heard around the world by everybody and their mama. thumbs up. He white, big smile. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. around the world. Amazing.
Marty, ooh. Happy Sunday, everyone. And JLP crew, love guys, heart, thanks.
Happy Sunday. Thank you.
Craig D with another super chat. I don't think that this woman's meds are working.
What woman?
I'm not sure. That took place at 11:44. We'll have to check the timestamps in the church service to find out.
Who, thank you. About amazing.
But somebody in church, perhaps.
Thank you.
GA on the X live stream. Aren't we made whole in Christ? Is that made perfect?
Amazing. Check out yesterday's fellowship. It was amazing. I got to take a break.
We'll read the rest of these later.
Two more hours to go. I'll be back in a moment. Thank you all very much. Back to the phones and everything. Back in a moment. Nick, are you saying no or yeah?
Going on in this old here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and we all ought to love the females the right way, not the evil way. January, very different from July, 20, no matter what side of the world you're on, 26th AD 2026. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, young or old, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second hour coming right up. All right? It is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the American, so-called American, Academy of Pediatrics, that is child doctors, doctors for children, released their updated recommendations for childhood vaccines today. This year's routine revision is significant, claims Commie Nonsense, because more states and doctors are relying on it instead of a controversial new schedule from the CDC, the no longer scared, no longer woman-led, now Christian, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which, when they say controversial, that usually means in the direction of reasonable. So, I don't know. In Minneapolis, shooting. The death of a second Minneapolis resident at the hands of federal immigration agents is deepening outrage. False outrage over our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's administration's immigration crackdown, a righteous crackdown. The two federal court hearings set to take place today, including one on whether to halt temporarily the crackdown in Minnesota. These judges have no authority, I say. Federal officials have declined to provide critical details substantiating their claim that an agent shot the ICU nurse Alex Pretty in self-defense. At least two agents involved appeared to have worn body cameras, suggesting there could be more footage that has not yet been made public. Common Nonsense's Stephen Collinson, or Stephen Collinson, writes that the surge of federal forces to Minneapolis is testing long-held understandings of constitutional rights. What a mess. Also a mess, that winter storm. You guys are cold, I hear. The impact of the weekend's winter storm will be felt for days, weeks, and even months. Nearly 90 million people under extreme, 90 million people under extreme weather, cold watches or warnings, raising fears about for those without shelter or power for days. Wow. The storm dumped snow and ice across a wide swath of the United States, knocking out power, killing at least 11 people, they say. More than 800,000 people, 800,000, are still without power. Sunday was the worst day for flight cancellations since the so-called pandemic, the scamdemic. Remember that thing? Over 19,000 flights total have been canceled. Schools in major cities have canceled classes or moved to remote so-called learning today. And the government shutdown, the chance of a partial government shutdown, federal government shutdown, is growing as Senate demon rats, we call them. But there are called Democrats, fall in line behind a commitment to reject a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security. They don't want the Homeland secure. Typical. Hours after the latest deadly shooting by a federal officer in Minneapolis, Senate Minority Leader, not a Christian, Chuck Schumer, announced that Democrats won't provide a key package that the 60 votes it needs to advance it if it includes current DHS funding measure, which he called woefully inadequate to rein in the abuses of ICE. ICE is part of DHS, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show in just about 10 seconds or so. So the deadline to fund the federal government is midnight Friday. Very exciting. I'm James Hake.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question for this week. Another doozy for the men and women who want to overcome evil with good. You don't have to be you any longer. What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? What is the difference between civil rights and human rights? What's the difference? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast, but you can still listen to the show on your phone. Whether you're going to the beach or you're going out to dig snow out of your driveway or off your car, as Sean is doing right now, or you just working out or whatever, you can listen to the show, podcast, and listen to the show as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a mess, huh? 888-77-JESSE. Listen, I encourage you, do what you want. This is a spiritual battle, and it's happening inside of human beings, all human beings, until you start to work on yourself, pay attention to it. What's happening inside of you, you're going to clearly understand what's happening inside of others, and you'll wish them well. You won't be angry at them. You won't judge. You won't be mad, because you would know. Forgive them. They know not what they do. I'm looking at these people protesting ICE. They're blind. They know not what they're doing, and they're doing it for the thrill of it. And then when somebody is hurt by ICE because they're in the way of ICE, the children of the lie, they take it and run away with that. Oh, you killed them. You killed them. They never say, well, you know what? Had he not been out there in the way, he would not or she would not be dead, at least not from ICE. Maybe they would have gone and gotten into some other troubles. But you know, I know, and every American citizen knows that these protesters are wrong, and they are being used by the government and whomever else is paying some of them, according to the report, because the government there in Minneapolis don't want you to know how corrupt they are and how they have allowed the Somalians and others to rip off the American taxpayer, and they didn't care. And all the Democrats want right now in the liberal media is back in power. You don't want that to happen. But that's all they want, by any means necessary. And because they don't have love at all, they're using the people to get back in power, encouraging them to go out and fight for no reason at all. Because they don't care. Human beings don't love human beings. Human beings are operated from the animal nature. All who are angry, all who are emotional, whether so-called good emotion or bad emotion, you're an animal. You're in an animal form, in an animal state, and don't even know it. The kingdom of heaven is within, and it's all been done. You, as an individual, me and everyone have to come back to reality and get away from this illusion of life. It's not life, it's death. It is death. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to the busy phone. Let's see here. Nor out of Michigan. Nor, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, nice to hear from you again. How's your Monday morning going?
All is well, Noah.
Good, good, good. I would like to hear your thoughts on the House holding Bill Clinton and Hillary in contempt. Do you think anything is going to come of that or nah?
No. I don't know. No? I haven't paid a lot of attention to that. I have heard about it in the news, but and it sounds like they're not going. Apparently, they were subpoenaed to come and testify. They're refusing to do it. But no, I doubt if anything become of it.
I agree, and the fact is, you know, I think it's unfair that none of these people are facing any repercussions for any of their actions, yet we're going to go try and lock up good old Donald Trump for 34 counts of God knows what. Nobody even knows what he got charged for in the first place.
It was all made up.
It was all made up, yeah, yeah. Exactly, man.
Exactly. What do you think about the situation with ICE?
What do I think of this situation with ICE? I think ICE are doing a great job.
Right on.
Yeah, they need to come to Dearborn, Michigan and clean up the streets here.
Well, the president is not backing down. He doesn't care if you run out of there and get killed by ICE. That's your problem. He's doing his job, and I think that's amazing.
You're right, and God bless the great white hope, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jesse, you have a good rest of your day. And I just wanted to say, go ahead.
I don't think anything going to become of Bill Clinton and Hillary at all. Maybe I could be wrong, of course, but I doubt it.
All right.
Thank you, Noel.
Have you ever thought of going on Jubilee?
Who?
Jubilee.
No. Hold on, let Derek tell you. I'm not familiar with that. You tell Derek who that is, and we'll see what we can do. Let me go to Brian out of Texas. Brian, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All this well, Brian.
I've called you before. I moved from New York to Oregon, and now I'm in Texas. I wanted to say something about social distancing and being in ICE's face with the phone.
Oh, being in what?
You know, social distancing, you know, you remember like back in COVID, everybody had to stay 6 feet away from each other, to put on a mask. They weren't able to go places.
And how does that relate to ICE?
Well, people are getting into the law enforcement's faces with phones.
Yeah.
And it's literally they're using the phone as a weapon. It's taunting. And it is this type of psychological warfare. And you're going in front of armed agents with your phone, which is essentially a weapon. And those agents have, you know, dangerous things in their supply. You know, they got pepper spray bombs, they got bullets, guns, all types of equipment, tasers. And you got people in their face taunting them with cell phones, multiple people.
Yeah.
Which they can start grabbing at their persons, which is the person meaning the agent itself, and start pulling at things like their tasers, their guns, which you put them into a fight or flight type of mechanism. And they have to fight. The agent has to fight the people in their face with phones. So that's why I was saying social distancing, like with COVID.
It's amazing to me, Brian, that this is happening in America. I never thought that the citizens of America would fight the police, ICE, or anyone that's trying to protect us. It's insane that this is happening. I hope that the president hurry up and call in the military and just stop these people from what they're doing. I hope that happens soon.
I hope it happens soon too. I was just calling to. It's just a thought of mine.
Yeah.
As far as you know, COVID and social distancing, 6 feet, 10 feet, 12 feet, there should be a legal distance that you can't pass when it comes to law enforcement and agents. And once you pass that threshold, they should be allowed to just take your phone or any type of political weapon that you're using against them because you have that social distance.
Very good point, man. I like that.
Yeah, you know, because you know, that's what they're doing. They're using phones as weapons. It's a type of psychological warfare. And you can't get so close to one of those officers. They got They got pepper spray bombs on them. They got guns. They got, you know, they're not wearing bulletproof vests for no reason. You can get in their face with a phone.
Amazing.
That's
common sense.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it, man.
Amazing. Have a good day, Jesse.
You too, buddy. He's right. Plain old common sense. A spiritual battle. 888-7753-773. And the interesting thing is, before I go back to the calls and the super chat, is that these people, they're hypnotized. They're possessed. And you can see it. Who and what would cause them to go out there and bang on noise at the hotels and try to break in, according to the story, into the hotel where the ICE people resting. All for the thrill, folks. It's not about love. It's not about anything but hate. It's all for the thrill of it. Remember, we've talked about how these educated women have lost their minds, and that educated women, no matter what color, do not make for good wives and mothers, and that a man should never marry an educated woman. It's not going to work. It's not meant to be that way. Well, some of these women who, according to this report, who have rejected marriage for a career, is starting to regret it. Because whenever you slow down for a second, reality steps in. And reality reminds you of where you're wrong. And if you face it, you will overcome and you will start to live in reality rather than an illusion. Most people don't allow that to happen. They don't want to overcome the illusion. They love living in the illusion. They don't want to overcome that. They don't love reality. Some do. A lot do. Not a lot, but many. Most people don't want the truth. Well, according to Grok, this post featured a woman TikTok video recounting her offense at a college boyfriend traditional marriage proposal. Apparently, he proposed to her in the quote-unquote traditional way, and she rejected at the time, followed by her late regret over choosing career independent. Watch this from X.
I was in college. I dated a very traditional Christian man who asked me at one point, how do you feel about after you graduated, we just immediately got married and you were a stay-at-home wife and you didn't have to work? I was honestly offended by that question because I was so passionate about this thing that I was getting a degree in that I was just so eager to enter the workforce and do this thing that I loved and get money for it. Fast forward to today, I've graduated, we broke up, I'm now working in the profession of the thing that I got a degree in, and I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm done.
It's amazing to me that she was going. This is why I don't know if these people are serious or not. Because what the purpose of going on TikTok and making this kind of video, and they know that the ego nature love drama, it love thrills, and when you go on there with thrills, when you go on there with drama, you get a lot of attention. But so I don't know if that's real or not, but I do know for sure, because I've spoken to them with women who regret choosing a career over a family, getting married, and having a family. I do know people like that now. They've been lied to in the educational system. the women been lied to about what a real woman is. Get your independent, get your job. And they do it, and they're still miserable. Matter of fact, they're worse off because they now feel even worse because the career thing didn't change anything. It only made it worse. I do hear that a lot. Now, I don't know if this lady's serious or not, but I do know that there are people out there, females, who regret it. They would rather get married, have children, have a family, instead of being told at work how wonderful they are. What a mess. And one other quick thing I want to show you before I go back to the phone. This is so interesting to me. This is going to make you shake in your boots in fear. This is going to bring on fear for you. Get ready. I'm warning you. This video is going to bring fear to you. As it's done in all of the European countries. But apparently it's reality. And I've been trying to encourage white people to make more babies. We need white babies. We even have White History Month. We've been doing it for a number of years now, encouraging white people to make white babies so we can keep my country going. Grok is reporting. This is from Grok. Here's an animated Census Bureau-based graphic showing the white population share dropping from 88% in 1965 to a projected 44% by 2060. Watch this from X.
You can see on the top, the blue bar is that fraction of the population, which is white, and it continues to decrease. We're at 1750 now, the year. Getting to the year 1800. And that white population keeps going down. Right now we're at a total of about 15 million in America. The white population is, you know, maintaining strong there. 40 million, 50 million of them. We're getting to the year 1900. We're still going strong. Look how many years they were going. Now we're at a population of 200 million. And you see that blue bar at the top just decrease. Oh, look at that. We're at 2020. The year is 2020. And they're about to become a minority. This is the projected population, 2060, at the end there.
Amazing, huh? Are you shaking in your boots? Are you shaking in your boots? The white population is diminishing, going down, down, down. What do you think going to happen to America? Look what's already happening. White people are under genocide. White people are afraid to speak up. White people's jobs and their education system has been taken away from them. White people are allowing the white women to kill the babies in the womb or not have any at all. What's going to happen to the country? Because if white people who are innovative, motivated, and they make things happen, no other race does it. This is why it's so dumb, not the only reason, that these people are fighting ICE. Think about that. From these people from S whole country with no talent, no love, no real desire to become Americans, and you're out fighting to destroy your own country. What's wrong with you? And white people, what's wrong with you? You better be trying to make some babies. What the? And men, white men, don't let your woman be educated. You're going to lose her because she'll think that she's better than you or equal to you. 888. So if you're shaking in your boots right now, knowing that the white population is going down like that, I understand. Really. It's over for my country. No other race is building or making America great again. None. They are not motivated, innovated at all. It's like they don't even know how. And you want to destroy the people who are doing it in their own country. Jeremiah is a first-time caller out of Kentucky. Jeremiah, you are on the air.
Mr. JL, how you doing?
All is well. Speak up a little bit right into your phone, Jeremiah.
Absolutely. Can you hear me now?
I can, yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your show for the first time, man. I've been listening to you for a while now. 26 years of age, 27 now. And I agree with not all, but most. I really do look up to you. I really do, man. You're a very interesting character, very charismatic, very intelligent. But there is one thing that I do not agree with you on.
Okay.
And I know you love disagreements, so.
I don't mind them at all.
I know you do not. That disagreement is the divinity of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing I don't agree with you on. I recognize Jesus Christ as God. And I've noticed on your show multiple times that you do not. So I just wanted to have a little discussion about that.
Okay. What do you want to discuss? What do you want to say about it?
Do you realize that Jesus Christ is God?
He's not. But let me ask. What do you mean, and I'll tell you why in a minute, what do you mean by the divinity of Christ? What does divinity mean?
The divinity, his divine nature. Okay. He operated through the Holy Spirit. He demonstrated that he was God while he was here on earth. That's what I mean.
And did he ever say that he was God?
Yeah, of course not. He didn't deliberately say it out of his mouth like, hey, everybody. I'm God, but...
Did he say he was the Son of God?
Yes, he did. He did say he's the Son of God.
So why would he say he's the Son, but not say he is God?
Well, here's I know this is very confusing for people, but he demonstrated it through his life and through his ministry that he was God. Through the way that he was sinless, blameless, perfect in every way. So through that, he demonstrated that he's God.
Have you ever seen God do that or something?
I'm sorry, repeat that question.
Have you ever seen, you said that he demonstrated that he was God by doing those things. Have you ever seen God do things that you can know what God is like?
Yes, of course.
How do you know when did you see God?
No, I haven't physically seen God. Of course not. But
then, how do you know he was demonstrating? He was demonstrating God.
Are you referring to Jesus Christ in this notion, or
right.
Are you asking me?
How do you know that Jesus was being God-like when you don't even know what God is? You've never seen God.
That's a very interesting question. If you could give me just a couple seconds to think.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I like to think about my answers before I actually answer them.
Right on. 888-773-7773.
888-77-JESSE. All right, I have an answer for you, Mr. Jesse.
Okay.
My answer is this, that... I'll just go ahead and answer you with scripture instead of trying to develop my own way of thinking.
Okay.
John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Now, that right there demonstrates to me, right, if we understand who the Word is, and the Word is God. The Word is Jesus Christ. He was with God, and he was in the beginning with God. So therefore, Jesus Christ is God. There's so many different scriptures that back up the divinity of Christ.
So Jesus was with God, right?
Yes, sir. It says,
so why would it say Jesus with God? If God was God, why would it say God was with God?
Are you familiar with the Holy Trinity, Mr. Jesse?
Yeah, but don't go to that right now. Hold that thought there. I want to get to that. When
yes, sir.
It said Jesus in the beginning, Jesus was with God. And so if Jesus was God, why would it just say in the beginning, God was with God? God was God. And then God was made into man. Why wouldn't it say that?
Are you asking to actually understand, or are you asking just for...
No, to understand idea. That. You said in the beginning, God was with God, right? Did you say that?
No, that's not what I said. I'll repeat it for you, Mr. Jesse. I said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Right.
That's what I said.
We dealt with that yesterday at Fellowship. Have you ever watched any of the Fellowships?
I have. Most of the time when I watch your show, I watch you get into debates. You know.
No, I mean like with, I was Sunday know, morning. Did. I was Sunday morning fellowship.
No. I'm not quite familiar with that.
Okay. Every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. we have fellowship, and go to rebuildingaman.com/church, and I want you to watch that. We dealt with this very same. This very thing on yesterday. But hold on, let me take a quick break, and I want to respond to what you're saying. Hold on, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Quick break, back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Good morning. Like these videos. Like, hit like. Also, support us. We need support, right? Help us to help others as you're being helped. You can donate by, you can mail it in. And some people like to mail it in. And they're like, Jesse, how can I mail it in? I hear it a lot. You can make and check a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 350-950-9030, LA, California, 90035. Or you can call 1-800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, and make a donation right there by phone. Or you can go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or, so you have no excuses. What the? You can go to, or you can scan the QR code. Scan the QR code, Bond QR code, to support Bond. All right? So you have no excuses. So if you missed that, call 800-411-BOND, and they'll help you right there. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, Pacific time. The Hake Report. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, are you back today, Anchor Baby? The Anchor Baby is back. He wasn't there on Friday. He had some sort of eye issue. But his eyes are wide open now. Eyes wide open. So the Anchor Baby is back at 11 a.m. right after the HakeReport.com. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And then check out Punchy TV. Brand new episode of their podcast. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, no S, P-U-N-C-H-I-E .TV. I want to go quickly back to Jeremiah out of Kentucky. Jeremiah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, come back to your phone.
You hear me now?
No, it's all like the weather. Are you on a speaker or something, Bluetooth?
Can you hear me much better now?
Yeah, but it's still stacked. Is that him or us?
It might fix itself.
Oh, okay. So you said that in the beginning, it says that Jesus was with God. Can you read a little bit of that for me again from 1 John?
Yes, of course. Of course, sir. 1 John, the first verse, of course. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Right.
Now, in this instance, most you know, followers of Christ, I don't identify, you know, I don't call myself a Christian, too many notions behind it, but I am a follower of Christ, know that the Word is definitely Jesus Christ, because he is the one who gave the Word, which is the gospel. So in this circumstance, we understand that he's the Word. And if we read John 1, clearly states that in the beginning was the Word. I'll read it again.
No, I got it now, but let me ask. It says,
okay,
was the Word. Why do you call the Word God? Or why do you call that?
I don't call it that. The Bible does.
But the Bible didn't call it Word. It said that in the beginning was the Word. It didn't say in the beginning it was God, Jesus.
Right. I understand your.
So why are you saying that?
Because it says that once you continue reading on. Of course, when
what
you
does
read the
word logos mean? L-O-G, logos. What does that mean?
The word logos?
Uh-huh.
I'm not quite familiar, if you can inform me.
The word, that's what the word means. In the beginning.
Logos?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
right.
It didn't say Jesus said the word. Logos mean the word with God. It didn't say Jesus.
Right. Okay. Why
do you call that God or Jesus and you call him God?
Why do I call Jesus God?
I mean, why do you call the logos God or Jesus God from that?
I never said anything about the word logos. I wasn't quite familiar with the word until you just brought it up just now. But I will say this, that when you read scripture, I have another scripture for you if you're not interested in that.
Let me ask you this first. It said that the Word was made flesh. So in the beginning, the Word was with God. And then God spoke into existence. The earth and everything that is within, God spoke it. And the invisible became visible. And then he spoke other things into the world. And then finally, he spoke his son, Jesus, into the world. And the Word became true flesh because it lives in Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is within. And Jesus always said and reminded us that the kingdom of heaven is within and that his Father spoke him into existence. So Jesus is and was the mind of God, the Word of God. Jesus came from the mind of God. And so, and since we all know that God's thoughts, his mind, is perfect, there's no worry, no jealousy, no envy, no strife, no anything. So Jesus had the nature, the mind of God. And he even said that he had, we have it too, because we, and so Jesus was, God spoke Jesus into existence, which is the Spirit of God, the mind of God. And then God created the man's body so that the Spirit can dwell in the body. And he became the Son of God. And every human being is the Son of God. They just don't know it. They are the mind of God. Everything Christ know and knew, we know it too, because we are the mind, the thought of God. And Jesus said, we are his brothers. And he kept saying, it's the Father sent me. Don't worship me. Don't make me into a god. He even rode in town on a donkey, because he didn't want the people to see him as a god or king or anything like what they still call him anyway. The same Spirit that dwell in Christ dwells in you, because we are all the Word, the speaking Word of God. We're sons of God.
Okay. Interesting.
What do you think about that?
I think that your teaching is very interesting, the way that you teach. You know, I read scripture.
Do you believe that God spoke Christ into existence as he spoke the world, and the world became a reality?
Jesse Lee Peterson, if I may, please finish my thought.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So based on the things that you're saying, can I ask you something? Because I see that you like to ask a lot of questions. Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
May I ask you, do you believe, because you just said out of your own mouth, so I want to just go ahead and confirm it just in case. Do you believe that Jesus Christ, he's the Word made flesh, correct?
Yes.
Did you say that earlier?
Yeah, okay. By God.
So we actually agree. So we agree on something.
But you
so
call it Jesus of God, and I'm not.
Yeah. We understand that. But we agree on something. We agree that God made the Word, right? He made Jesus Christ flesh, right? Which he was also the Word, correct? We can agree on that.
Well, his body wasn't the Word, but the Spirit of the Father dwelt in him, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful.
So if we recognize, have the kingdom of heaven inside of you?
Do I have the kingdom of heaven inside of me? I'm going to go ahead and answer that question right after I make this point real quick, if I can. So we both agree, we have middle ground here. We both agree that Jesus Christ is the Word. He's the Word made flesh. Clearly states in Scripture. Right,
he's the spoken Word, yes, but he's not God.
Yeah. Right, hold on. Slow down. It states right here, John 1.
But because of time, this is not like Bible. You should call me on Thursday, Bible Thumping Thursday. I can have a little bit more time with you.
Of course.
So I ask you, do you believe that the kingdom of heaven is inside of you?
Inside of me personally?
No, inside of you.
The kingdom of heaven, is it inside of me? Yeah. Well, if I have the Holy Spirit, of course.
Do you see that the kingdom of heaven is inside of you?
Yeah, I see it every day when I make the decisions I'm supposed
to. Are you calling the Holy Spirit the kingdom of heaven?
Am I calling the Holy Spirit the kingdom
of
heaven?
You said yes if I have the Holy Spirit in me, yeah. Why did you say that?
Well, the reason why I say that is because the kingdom of heaven isn't inside of everyone.
So why did you mention the Holy Spirit, though?
Because the Holy Spirit is the helper that helps you.
But what does that have to do with the kingdom of heaven?
Because the Holy Spirit is the guide to the kingdom of heaven. Without the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the guide to the kingdom of heaven. Without the Holy Spirit.
Where you get that from?
The Word. The Word of God.
Right on. Jeremiah, call me on Bible Thumper Thursday, but I want to invite you to go to rebuildingtheman.com/church and watch yesterday's fellowship.
You know what? I'll do that just for you.
Yeah, let me know on Thursday. Let me know if you can call or the next time you call. Let me know what you think about that, all right?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Thank you, man.
All right. God bless you.
You too. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chat.
Lamb 1976, be perfect means to do the will of the Father.
Thank you. Amazing.
Mark, the sheep be getting lost. Thank God. Thanks, Hans Tan. We have a shepherd.
Amazing. Stay with it.
Gregatron asks, if we're perfect.
Ask!
If we're perfect, then why must we forgive our mama?
Because you're playing God by judging. And in playing God, you never will know God. Any person, any human being that has anger, resentment, agitation, lack of patience, have identified and is a child of evil and not of God. That's why you must forgive, because the darkness cannot enter into the light. Amazing. Thank you.
Faith to Sight gave 2 super chats. Thank you kindly.
Thank you. Amazing.
Also a supporter.
Thank you.
Joseph B. is a supporter and gave a super chat with no message.
Thank you, Joseph B., right?
Yep.
Thank you.
Alicia, thanks for church, Jesse. Alicia F.
You're welcome. It was amazing, Alicia, huh? Check it out, rebuildingtheman.com/church. The men and women are working on themselves in there. It's amazing. Thank you.
Lori, Jesse, as I endure this winter storm, I realize it's the thoughts that make a situation hard and require endurance. The thoughts make the enduring hard and long. The thoughts are the ones really enduring. As long as I don't believe the thoughts, I'm just fine. I'm not even the one enduring. My mind is blown. Thank you.
Right on. Stay with it. Did you see Sean in the cold weather? Let me see Sean again.
I did.
My ex-producer. He's like freezing. And he has no fat on his body. He's skinny. Let's see a close-up. Is that possible? This is my...
Might take a moment.
That's his car right there. And he's digging his way out. Amazing.
That's how I feel.
Wow.
Every morning.
Look, poor Sean.
He's got his thumbs up.
And he love it.
Oh, it's actually snowing. You can see the snow coming down. A streak of snow in front of him.
Wow.
Cool.
He love it. I'm cold for you, Sean.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lori with another coffee. Church was beautiful. It makes sense that everything, including Jesus, was always in God's mind. Never heard it in that way. I love waking up. Awareness is so undeniable and so much more powerful than the thoughts. What you say is 100% true.
Yeah. We are, every human being, every person, man or female, is God. You and God thought. He thought of you into existence. He said, let it be. When it was just dark, he's like, let there be light. And light came. in the same way his son came. Jesus was in God's mind, his thoughts, the whole time. That's what he means by in the beginning, he was with the Word. He was the Word spoken. It's not saying he was Jesus. But y'all want to believe that? You see me that you want to study the Bible and live a miserable life and not knowing that God and Jesus had nothing to do with religion at all. God and Jesus had nothing to do with religion. Religion is purely ego, man-made. And that's why no one, anyone who is involved in religion, they are not free. They have anger. They have jealousy. They have worry. They have strife. They have agitation. They have suicidal thought, everything. They know the Bible. They know the Word, but they're miserable because God nor his son was ever involved in religion. It's made up, and the religious people hate God. You can bank on that. Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah.
Gabriel N., I've noticed a lot of callers don't tend to do the silent prayer, and then some forget or are unpracticed at it. Jesse, would you consider giving 5 minutes each show doing the silent prayer? Might help the audience get into the habit of doing it. Just a thought.
No.
The world is only going to get more evil, so it would be of great benefit.
Thank you for that suggestion, but no, let them suffer. We've told them we're pointing the right way. Most people don't want it. They want religion. They want the Bible. They want ego fulfillment. They don't want freedom. So let them suffer. God's not going to do all that extra work. Amazing. Thank you.
Three from Soul Conscious. Jesse, church was incredible. I helped a lot of family members when I was blind. I realize now I was playing God and suffered for it. You're right about everything.
Yeah. You cannot help anyone. You only destroy them. You make them worse. God or Jesus, they tell you how to get there, but they ain't going to bother you. They ain't going to come and help you like that unless you ask for it in the right way. Amazing. Thank you.
Tony from New Zealand, my journey just gets better and better. Amazing.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Very nice. And Laddie with another coffee. No one is perfect or imperfect. Perfect is an identity that needs to be straightened out as much as the imperfect identity. This is Laddie.
I don't quite understand what you mean by that, but thank you. Amazing. I got to stop there. Hey.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Amazing.
Thank y'all.
Oh, amazing. Let me go to Glenn out of Illinois. Glenn, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Can you hear me clearly?
No.
No?
No, I cannot hear you clearly.
Oh, rats.
Oh,
I've got
rats.
You off speaker and you're not on Bluetooth.
No, Glenn, I can hear you.
Oh, awesome. I was thinking about your biblical question.
What's the difference between civil rights and human rights?
Well, if I'm understanding it correctly, then actually neither one exists because our rights are given to us by Almighty God. It's in the preamble to the Constitution that, you know, we are endowed by our Creator, and by Creator, they're talking about Almighty God. The Constitution is there to protect our God-given rights. But I would say, like, over probably since the late 1950s, 1960s, people have bastardized and come up with these words like civil rights and human rights. They don't exist. And, you know,
I want to make sure I hear you right. You're saying that civil rights and human rights are the same because they don't exist? Neither one of them exists?
Yeah, it's a bastardization. It's a lie.
So are they both the same then?
Yeah, they're man's creation, and man can't give man life. You or I can't give somebody life. Only God can do that. Only God can give man freedom. You know, the Constitution in this particular case was written to protect the rights that are given to us by Almighty God. And if you're saying that man can give somebody rights, then you're playing God, and that's basically like Satan saying, well, you know, I know better than God. And if you believe a lie and you live a lie, well, it's just going to be pain and suffering. It doesn't make it true.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Glenn, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing. Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
All right, man. Amazing. Let me go to first time caller, John out of Wisconsin. John, you are on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, John.
Turn this down real quick. Yeah, so I have a question, okay?
Okay.
It would be regarding the 66-book canon scripture, and it would be, how would you know that's the correct canon? Also, do you rely on tradition outside of the Bible?
You said, I don't know what you said in the beginning.
Okay, so what I'm going to talk about, right, is what I want to talk about with you is about, it's referring to the 66-book canon that you hold to. Am I correct? You hold to the...
I don't know what that is. Book.
So the Protestant Bible, right, the ones that don't include
hold
the...
Hold on, John. John, hold on for a minute, okay? Let me take a break.
No problem.
We're coming to a break. Super.
Super chats.
Jack. Double exclamation mark emoji over on Bond JLP Cash App.
Thank you. Amazing.
Very nice, Jack. And we'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
All right.
Shout out, Jack.
One more hour to go. Thank you, Jack. This is the house at Jack Butte, y'all. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. And I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, the 26th of January, AD 2026. And the lines are full. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? It is hake news, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, do catch The Hake Report, that's my show, live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then American Anchor Baby, live right after Hake. Catch American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. Make sure you check out his link tree. Very cool. And then, nice. Very nice. You can also podcast Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, as well as the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, as well as The Fallen State and The Hake Report and American Anchor Baby. And Punchy TV, all very fun shows. Pretty nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that President Donald J. Trump praised British troops on Saturday after sustained outrage over comments, false outrage, right? Over comments he recently made downplaying the supposed sacrifices of NATO forces in Afghanistan. The great and very brave, this is a quote from Trump, soldiers of the United Kingdom will always be with the United States of America. So wrote our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, on Truth Social. That's his social media platform. You can follow the Hake Report there as well if you like. The NATO, I don't believe JLP is on it, all right? The NATO alliance has already been strained by the president's threats to seize control of Greenland, an autonomous territory of Denmark, another NATO member. Which would be a good move for all involved, I would think. And the Super Bowl. I guess this happened back in 2015 as well. The Seattle Seahawks, that's a football team, NFL, right? And the New England Patriots, they're going to meet up in the Super Bowl once again. Good try, Rams. After winning, I guess it was a good try, not that good. After winning their conference title games on Sunday, the Seahawks survived a last gasp effort from the Los Angeles Rams. They're back in L.A. from my childhood. Now they're back in the NFC conference title game, and the Patriots made the plays that they needed to in the snowy and windy conditions to defeat the Denver Broncos. Super Bowl LX, whatever that is. I think that's 60. L is L50, probably. So plus X is 10 is 60. Kicks off in Santa Clara, California. I believe that's NorCal, right? Is that the one that's near, like, Sacramento, or is it more close to the Bay Area? It's up that way, though. I don't know. NorCal. That way. On Sunday, February 8th. So that's just like 2-3 weeks away. I don't know. Something like that. 2 weeks. Whatever. And a death-defying climb live on Netflix. Did you hear about that? Alex Honnold, H-O-N-N-O-L-D, pardon me if I'm butchering his last name, became the first known climber to free solo Taipei 101, one of the world's tallest, it's near San Jose, Santa Clara, nice, one of the world's tallest skyscrapers. He ascended on Sunday without ropes nor safety nets, just his bare hands and a chalk bag to help with his grip. And he did it quite handily. I saw him standing there on the top of the tower. I'm like, whoa, don't fall off. Yikes. But shout out. Right on. And Melania Trump. She has that movie out about her, right? I think the First Lady and Amazon MGM Studios, they face a high-stakes test this week with the release of the Melania-titled documentary. Will the multi-million dollar investment pay off? One never can tell. Maybe in the long run. Maybe it'll flop in the beginning, but then people will like it because she's a ladylike lady. We shall see. And they say that fiber is the next big thing, the next it nutrient of the year. So move over protein. You need both. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the third hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a brand new one, for those who want to overcome evil and all human beings until they start to overcome evil people. And there are a few, a handful, that want to overcome, and they are working on, and they are overcoming. So the biblical question for you, not for those who love their thrills, who love their jealousy, who love their envy, their strife, and resentfulness, and all that's got a revengeful nature. It's not for you. What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? Isn't that like an amazing question? I've been hearing that ever since the so-called civil rights movement came about, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks other than abortion itself. What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? No one can really tell me. We had a call this morning. It was very interesting. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to go work out. You got to do what you got to do. You can podcast the show anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. So you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls, but we take the ladies' calls as they come in on Mondays. Because Mondays is Female Monday.
This is the man in this country, and I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up.
What the?
Do the right thing for a change.
All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
What?
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Absolutely nothing but lies. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly back to a first-time caller, John. I had to put him on hold. John, thanks for holding you up. On the air.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
There is some type of noise in the background, John.
Oh, sorry about that. Is it good now?
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. So here, let me make this more clear. So you happen to be someone who is non-Orthodox or non-Catholic, right?
Yeah. What's an Orthodox?
So Orthodox is just the Eastern Orthodox Church.
Oh yeah, it's no, I'm not like a part of that mess. No.
Okay, and you're not Catholic, right?
No.
Okay, so when I refer to the 66 book canon, I am referring to the canon that the Protestants hold to that the Catholics and Orthodox Church don't hold to. So now my question is, how do you know that the 66 book canon, the Protestant canon, is the correct canon? And second, can we find that outside of tradition or within the Bible?
I don't even know what you're asking me. I don't know what a canon is.
Oh, just the books, right, that are in the Bible.
Asking about the Bible itself?
Yes, the Bible itself, right? That's going to be what's in question, okay?
Oh, okay. So in the Bible, there are 66 books, and you're asking about that.
Yes, the 66 book canon that the Protestants hold to.
Are you referring to, like, the King James Bible?
Yes, anything that's like that, the King James Bible,
what's your question about it?
So how do you know that that's the correct canon? So that'd be the first question. And my second question to you is that, do you hold to things outside of the Bible like tradition?
Let's do one question at a time because I'm black and slow.
Let's deal with the first question. It's going to follow through. It'll get into that.
What's the first question?
So it's pretty much going to go 1-2. So how do you know the 66 book canon is the correct canon?
I don't know, and I never think about it.
All right. So you don't think that do you think that it's the correct canon, though, that you think that the 66 book canon is the correct canon over the Catholic Bible?
I don't know. I never think about that. Never thought about it.
Okay, so you know, so according to my you know, in church history, you know, as an Orthodox Christian, we would say that the early church specifically held to the Deuterocanon. The Deuterocanon just means the extended canon, which included like books like Baruch, Maccabees, all those like extra books that the 66 canon doesn't have, which would you guys would call it the Apocrypha. So could you give me a reason why those books shouldn't be considered canon and why the 66 book canon is the correct canon?
I cannot give you a reason because I never thought about it. And I don't, so I can't respond to the question because
okay,
I don't understand.
That's fair, Jesse. That's
so
fair.
I never thought about any of that. That's all like a mess. This,
yeah, this is, like, you know, I would say this is probably more in like the higher tier of like academics and stuff like that when it comes to like theology. Well, yes, in my field, it is important in my field.
Why is that important
to you? I'm into theology. Well, because it's important because I want to find the truth. You know, I want to find, you know, the church that Christ actually established, you know.
You want to find it?
Yes. I believe that I did find it in the Eastern Orthodox Church.
No, you didn't. I promise you haven't.
Okay, explain that.
So let me ask, what field are you in?
Can you repeat that again, sir?
What field are you in?
Theology. I would say that I'm into theology. That's what I study.
You're not gonna,
a little bit of philosophy.
Oh, okay. You're not going to find God in the churches. You're not going to find him or his son in religion. You're not going to find him in studying. You're going to only
You mind defining what religion means? Can you define religion?
You're only going to find him within. Religion is made up by ego-driven men and women. It had nothing to do with God at all. That's why people who study the Bible, whether Catholic, the 66, whatever else you mentioned, they become further away from God. They are wicked. They're dumb. They're over-emotional. Okay. And they have no love. They have no patience. They're lost.
Okay.
Because God has
nothing. Jesse, if I can stop you. If I can stop you right there, Jesse.
God has nothing to do with religion. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so can you find me anybody in the first millennium that held to that view?
What?
Can you quote me somebody for the first 15,000 years of Christianity that held to that view?
Yeah.
Quote me someone.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, yeah, we have Jesus. Okay, I get what you're saying, right? So I do believe that Jesus is the one who established our church, but he passed it down to the apostles,
right?
No, he
didn't. Jesus never established churches at all.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he does.
The followers of Jesus established churches.
The only church
that Jesus established was our bodies. Our bodies are the temple of God. Jesus himself
the people that received the revelation,
this is not Bible Top of Thursday.
You're running for me, Jesse.
No,
you're running.
Don't speak over me then.
You're filibustering, dude.
Calm down.
Okay, go ahead.
Jesus never established a church. He made it clear that our bodies are the temple of God, and it's there that we should worship him. Man-made church, and that's why it doesn't work.
Okay, so how did you... Okay, all right. Jesse, can you quote me somebody in the early church, right, from the apostolic lineage, right, from the apostles to the early church fathers, can you quote me somebody who held to that view?
Jesus Christ. Hello?
Hello?
Jesus Christ.
Hey. Hello, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? My phone glitched for some reason. I'm sorry.
I said Jesus Christ.
Okay, right. So did Jesus entrust certain individuals to pass down his teaching?
The disciples who follow him and they could see where he was coming from, those men did, but most of the disciples didn't because they could not see where he was coming from.
Okay, so let's say the disciples that did, right?
Yeah, this is not Bible Thump and Thursday, so I can't be playing all this time. Can you call me on Bible Thump and Thursday?
Jesse, this is important.
No, it's not.
Okay, it is. Because if you're going to hold to these beliefs, right?
I'm not holding to any beliefs, John.
Okay, whatever you believe, right, you need to give me
I don't have any beliefs, John.
That, and that's what I'm asking.
I don't have any beliefs, John.
This comes down to epistemology.
Piss who off? You said this comes down to pissing them off?
Epistemology.
You pissed the monomology? What is epistemology?
Epistemology just means So it's what we know and how we know it. It is the basis of understanding knowledge. So like your basis to what you think is the correct
view of Christianity. No, I don't think that.
Okay, Jesse, do you have so like for example, right, you are a oneist like Christian, right? You don't believe in the Trinity, right?
I'm a what?
A oneness, right?
What's that?
Like a Unitarian, you know, someone who doesn't believe in the Trinity, an Arian.
You tell me. I don't know anything about that. I don't know if you're speaking a language. Maybe I'm not saying you're wrong, John. It's just that I'm black and slow, and all that mess you're talking about doesn't make any sense. But let me ask you this.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. May I ask you one question?
Go ahead.
Where's the kingdom of heaven?
Where is the kingdom of heaven? What do you mean by that?
Where is the kingdom of heaven?
I'm not sure what you mean.
So you don't know?
No, it's not that I don't know. I just don't know what you mean by that.
Where did Christ say the kingdom of heaven is located?
I think that's a pretty loaded question, don't you think? I'm
How
not sure.
How's that loaded? What do you mean? All your epistemologies and your
you're shifting the goalposts the fallacy.
When did Christ say to look for the kingdom of heaven?
Why can't we just stay on topic, Jesse?
Can you talk on stuff? I have no idea on that mess. But John, call me on Thursday.
Okay, Jesse. If you don't know anything about this, Jesse, I suggest you don't talk about Christianity at all.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Let me go to first time caller, Leanne, I believe. Oh, no, she's not a first time caller. My bad. Leanne, you are on the air. Call me back on Thursday, John. Leanne is on the air. Leanne.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Leanne.
How are you?
Amazing. All is well.
Good. So, Jesse, I just wanted to call in this morning because I've been committed to your doormat challenge this year.
Oh, okay.
You know, just not letting others affect me emotionally.
Okay.
I've been trying, you know, practicing in most areas, but I'm finding that I still get triggered by things that my husband says to me. And since we're both working on ourselves together and trying to do this, it's crazy because I noticed that if he makes a comment about my choices or my actions, and it's almost like I feel like he's trying to push my buttons. And then he'll say, be a doormat. And so I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just wondering how can I truly become a doormat in my marriage and overcome, you know, the triggers.
Well, number one, if what you're saying is true, and I don't know, he should be like trying to tempt you in that way. That's not what love is. You don't intentionally, unless you're blind, you try to tempt someone to be mad. But let's say that he's doing it and he mean it or whatever. Do you realize the emotions that you feel when he does that is not you?
I do.
Then why are you rejoicing when he does that so that you can see what's inside of you and let it die?
Well, I want to.
Why don't you? That's my goal.
I don't know. I don't know because I still have that in me where I just get triggered because I think it should be, I don't know, I just feel like that we should be addressing each other in a different way or a different fashion.
But how are you going to determine that? You can't decide that. You have to. What do you do when he get you upset or you react? What are you doing when he does that?
Well, usually my first response is to get quiet so that I can try to contain my emotion, because I don't want to argue and I don't want to react negatively.
And so you be quiet, but you're cussing him out of your head?
Yeah, most likely. If I'm being honest.
So here's what I reckon. The doormat means that at some point you should come to realize you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, you're not your body. And so when someone, one demon, which is in the other people, attack the demon in you, and when that happens, let's say you get mad or you feel angry or whatever you're feeling, right? You should rejoice in that. Be glad to see that those feelings are inside of you, but you're not the feelings. And let them happen. Don't do anything about them. Don't complain about them to your husband or anyone. You stay quiet and be aware that these demons are having a fit inside of you because they're not you. They're upset. And you feel the pain because you didn't catch it in time. And just let it be. And you rush into that pain. And you make a home in that pain. And you live with that pain. You walk with it. You sleep with it. And then it'll die. And you'll be free.
Okay.
But you gotta, and the greater the pain is for what he's doing or said to you, the sooner you will become free. So let the pain be great and don't give it a name. Just watch it. Go about your day watching it so that you can die from that. Feel the pain and then you'll die from the pain and you'll be free. You will die from the illusionary self, from the deceiving self. You're not your thoughts. You're not those feelings are not you. Those are demons inside of you and inside of every human being.
Well, and I do believe that. I have seen the difference in my life as a whole.
Yes.
Having that kind of mindset. But it's mostly just with him.
Right, because
I still feel the trigger.
All husbands and wives hate one another. Even when they can't. So you hate your husband more than you hate anyone else. And so because two demons got together and they got married and they've been fighting, and the demons are fighting. So if your husband is working on himself and you're working on yourself, you'll be fine. But don't expect him to treat you in any kind of way. Don't have any expectation. So you could die from all expectation, and you'll be fine. So when it comes and he makes you upset, quote unquote, feel the pain, live in it. But don't even tell him you're upset. Don't even tell him that you're feeling anything about it. And then the light, which is the nature of God, will destroy the darkness, which is the nature of the demons that have made a home in you.
Okay.
So don't blame your husband.
Sense.
Don't blame your husband for the way you feel, because that's already inside of you. Even if it wasn't in you, he could bring out anything that's not in you.
Right. Okay. I appreciate you clearing that up for me because, like I said, I feel like I've got a handle on it mostly. It's just these times with him that I feel still the trigger for some reason.
Right.
And because so I understand. I just have to sit with it.
You would treat this situation with your husband in the way you would treat any situation, from a stranger, from your enemy, from your husband, from your adult children, or even little children. You will not react to the ego nature. Christ said, pick up that cross, that ego nature, and walk with him. And you want to walk all the way up to the mountain with that cross so you can overcome it. It will happen if you let it happen, because the light is with you, and the light will destroy the darkness. They have no power at all. They pretend to, but they don't.
Right. Okay.
So you got to carry your cross all the way to Calvary in the same way that Christ had to do.
Okay.
Okay. So the next time, whether intentionally or jokingly, you feel anything from him, don't complain about it. Don't blame him. Do nothing but watch it. Because, again, he has nothing to do with the way you feel. You were already screwed up when he met you.
That's true. Okay.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I did. I forgave my mother, even though she passed away when I was young.
Oh, okay.
And I did forgive my father, which went really well.
And are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
Every morning, every night?
I can't say I do it consistently every morning and every night, but I do try to do it throughout the day, in the morning. It's like most people say that talk to you. It's at night where it seems like, you know, you've tried to be present all day, and then, I don't know, at the end of the day, it just kind of leaves my mind for some reason.
And so how will the light help you if you don't stay with the light?
It won't.
And so if you stay with the light, your husband will not be able to affect you at all.
I'm sure you're right.
Our help come from above.
Yeah, I believe that.
You said your husband is working on himself?
Yes.
Well, that's cool that both of you are working on yourself. So just endure, quietly endure. And he who endures to the end shall be saved. Not might, but you will, but you got to die in order to have life, spiritually death.
Right, okay. Well, I am committed to this challenge, so I'm going to work on that, Jesse.
You stay with it, Leanne. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I will. I appreciate your input. I listen to you. We listen to you every day, and it's such a great reminder. You know, it's crazy that you think you don't need that, but I do. I know I do.
Yeah. I know.
So I love that you're there for me.
I know for a fact those fellowships that we have every Sunday doing these shows for so long, fellowshipping with people, even my enemy, has helped me in ways that I never even knew it was helping me. So you stay with it. You'll be fine.
Okay.
In reality, everything is already fine. You have no problems. You've never done anything wrong. You're neither good or bad. You're neither right or wrong. You're neither a sinner nor a saint. You have never done anything wrong, and it's impossible for you to do wrong, even if you try. But you got to overcome this false self that you have. You don't know who you are yet, but stay with it. You will.
Okay.
Did you watch Fellowship yesterday by chance?
I did, and I thought about that question last week, and so I was excited to find out what, you know, every others thought and what you thought about being perfect.
Yes.
Or imperfect.
The one thing I promise you, it's not made up, it's not hearsay, you are perfect. You just don't know it. You forgot when you were traumatized by your mother. You forgot who you really are, and you went into an delusion about yourself when you became angry. We're all traumatized, and that's why we forget about the truth. But as you get older, you start returning to it, you'll see that you are perfect and you have no problems.
I believe it.
Well, stay with it, all right?
I will. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome, Leanne. Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you now.
Have a great day. Uh-huh.
You too. Super Chat. Super, super.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, R.H. Hernandez the fourth, three coffees, waiting on God, waiting on God.
He's waiting on you.
Musical note emojis. YouTube.
Amazing.
Thank you, sir. Hassan. YouTube commenter 21, I stand with ice. I stand with ice. Ice emojis.
Ice, ice, baby. Thank God for ice. Amazing.
Chuck and Jivin, you have anger, Jesse. Angry face emoji, red faced.
Stop shucking and jiving, man. Thank you.
Chuck and jiving with another all beta anger in the chat. Forgive your mothers.
That's for sure. I haven't seen your chat, but absolutely. Amazing.
Probably
thank
right.
You.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble with a Rumble rant. Pretty had a, that was Alex Pretty, you know, the male nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Got shot. Had a Facebook profile pic that says staying home saves lives. He should have taken that advice. Big smile emoji.
I haven't seen the Facebook page, but that is true. Had he not gone out there, he might be alive today. Amazing.
Cornerstone on Cash App. I'm not sure if these protests are real or staged.
They look staged, to be honest. They use all these crazy liberal females, maybe become conservative, but it definitely looks staged. Thank you.
Thank you there, Cornerstone. Michelle, five coffees. Last week, BQ, or do you believe that you're perfect or imperfect? We are only convinced, Michelle S. says, we are only convinced we are imperfect and we go along believing the lie. I was moved by a question you asked during church yesterday. How can a perfect person sin? Is it sin to be convinced by the lie?
And that's what people are being, they've been told, first of all, but they don't know that they are just deviating from the light. But when you go back to the light, and we all been through that because we all been lied to. But right on, you can't, you just walked away from the light into the darkness, and you did stupid stuff. But you come back to the light, you cannot do stupid stuff. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles, aren't liberals anti-Second Amendment? All I've heard from liberals about the guy killed is that he was exercising his Second Amendment rights. emoji.
I have heard that, but I rest my case.
We'll read the rest later,
y'all. Good point. Thank you. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, straight to your calls at Super Chat. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live and stretch off on pills.net.
Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. Get ready. He's going to let you understand your daddy didn't leave you. Your dad left your mama. Amazing. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Your daddy didn't leave you. Your daddy left your mama. Oh, man, he loved you. The Hake Report at the top of this hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you have not heard Hate, you're missing it. Check it out. After that, the American Anchor Baby is back. He had the eye problem, he said, but the eye is healed on earth as it is in heaven. He realized that in heaven, he's perfect. There's no sickness and disease. And instantly, he was healed. Isn't that something? He got up and walked. The American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And thank you all for your support, your donations to Barn and all that good stuff. And last but not least, like the videos, and I do shout-outs for you. Birthday encouragement. Yesterday I did a shout-out for a young lady that was, it was her birthday. She was doing a shout-out to herself. Happy birthday to herself. And that was amazing. And I did. It was amazing. So encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I want to give you one quick example of what you expect, because you heard that white population going down, down, down is over. You lose the white people, is over. And then they're already fighting in the streets. They're not dancing in the streets. They're fighting in the streets. They're not dancing in the streets. They're fighting in the streets. Here's what's going to happen when we lose our country, when white people are gone, or so few in the country, it's just over. This is what's going to happen. Here's a video capturing a Walmart shopper frustrated attempt to purchase a hand warmer at a Minneapolis Walmart non-English speaking employee. This is what's going to happen to America as it is in those asshole countries. Watch this from X.
Hey.
Hand warmers?
Hand warmers.
Hand.
Warmers?
I know. It's a Blumenthal's here.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know. Hand. Hand. Is that chicken?
Hand warmers.
Chicken? Chicken?
Hand warmers?
Hand warmers?
Hand warmers?
Hand warmers?
Hand warmers?
Yeah, that's like close to pharmacy. That's
close to what?
Pharmacy.
Pharmacy. Oh. Okay. Thank you. Hand warmers?
What's that noise? Oh. This is what you can expect in my America as the illegals take over, the people of color, black and brown, black and brown. This is what you can expect. Those were, according to the report, employees of Walmart in Minneapolis. No English. Chicken? Hand? Hand chicken? All people of color love chicken. Cricket sound. They didn't even know the man was talking to him. What a mess, huh? White people, I suggest, but do what you want. You start right now, go make some babies. White babies. All right. Beverly is the first time caller out of Kentucky. Beverly, you are on the air.
Hello, Dollface. It's so good to talk to you. And I just want to start by thanking you for just everything you put into words, exactly how, you know, we know it is, but we just, you know, I never could put it into words like that. I knew my mama was evil. You know, I saw it all.
then you've been right about it all. I'm not saying you're right about everything, but I'm just waiting to see. I'm having a wait-to-see attitude.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, Beverly. Everything will be made clear to you. It sure is. Yeah.
Yes, sir. You're right. And the reason I called was that very reason. Before I left out to California on the 30th of December, I was watching Pearl a little bit, who I never watched, but I watched a couple of her shows.
Yes.
And on one of the last show, she said, if you get stopped by woman cop, you're going to die. And so when the woman cop pulled me over in Oklahoma, you know what was playing in my head? But the spirit rose up, just like you said. You know, it would. You know, I wasn't in my head. It just told me, stay calm. Stay calm.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to come of it. Even though, Jesse, I had turned off the interstate and was going into a McDonald's, but it was a real wide road that wasn't clearly marked. And so I turned in oncoming lanes. There was nobody there. But as I went just a little bit to get to the McDonald's, here come a cop, flipped on the lights, and that's when the spirit told me, stay calm, stay calm. And even though she, you know, took my license, everything, she never, not a thing happened. Just like the spirit said, don't get excited, don't say nothing. I just told her my side of the story, you know. I just missed it, you know, I just missed it. And things like that have been happening, you know. And they've happened to me all my life, but I didn't understand it while it was happening then. But now that I know the process, all I got to do is repeat it.
Absolutely. That's amazing. The greatest power is stillness, is non-reaction. Absolutely.
It is so true. Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you said that, because as I was in California with these super rich people all around me, they were wanting to talk politics. Well, I drove, you know, 2,000 miles in less than 30 hours to get out there. So I didn't feel like arguing with these people. And I don't know California politics anyway, you know. And so one of the people at the table expressed, well, if you don't know politics, it makes you like boring or uninteresting or something. He insulted me right to my face. But I did not even answer. And I saw it. I'm going to be a doormat. You know, I even thought of you right in that second. It was just so many thoughts. I'm not going to say nothing. And I could tell it hurt my daughter's feelings. She was sitting across the table. And I could tell her flesh didn't like it. But I just stayed quiet. And do you know, there wasn't a place he could go. You know, after he insulted me, there wasn't a thing he could do. It was out there. And I just let it hang there in the air. And it was, you know, it was so cool. It was so cool. But I do want to thank you for I just think you put into words, you know, the way I hear, you know, you speak the way I hear. And it means a lot to me. And I forgave my mom, JLP, it was the greatest thing. I forgave my mama. I started telling her how she's 92, just turned 92 the other day. And I started telling her how, you know, the Garden of Eden story you tell. And then when we got to her, she said, before I even said anything about resenting her, she said, well, I'm sorry. And JLP, it was the greatest thing. It was like perfect.
Amazing.
It was beautiful. All of this is beautiful if you stay still and just watch it. And then you'll see that when you was a little kid, you had it right, because your knowing was right before you got messed up, you know, went in your head.
Absolutely.
And so that's why. Yeah, it's almost like returning to a child with that innocence of no suspicion and no judgment towards people, isn't it? It's kind of like that, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. No suspicion, no judgment, nothing. Just live your life. Lay your weapon down. Christ said that the Father will fight your battle for you. The Spirit of Truth fight for you.
Yes, and just like you said the other day about he goes before you, even Joshua 1:9, to the depths, he tells us, be of good courage. Even if you go into the ocean, to the deepest part, guess who's there before you?
He's
so good to us, ain't he? He's so good to us, and you're good to us too, JLP, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Beverly, you haven't seen anything yet. It get clear.
I believe it. I love it. You know, I love that shirt. That's everybody. We all need to be wearing those around and letting people know. That's a good word on Hank's shirt.
That's right. Oh, hate shirt. Absolutely. Your daddy didn't leave you. Your daddy left your mama. Don't be mad.
Yeah. But it's the truth. That's why they don't like it. That's why they don't like it. I love you and I appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Stay with us, stay with us, and I love you back.
Oh, thank you. Bye. And sing something for us. Bye.
Okay. Amazing. Stay with it, folks. Those who are working on themselves, I promise you, he or she who endures to the end, you will receive eternal life. The kingdom of heaven is in you. It's already there. And when they tell you to look here, look to the left, look to the right, look to the book, look to the, all this stupid stuff, don't do it. Look within. Christ said, look within. But the teachers say, oh, look without. You're never going to find it. You're never going to find it. Let me go to Joe out of Florida. Joe, you are on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Mr. Peterson?
All is well, Joe.
Good, good. A lot of things I do, I find comical, especially when you have the uncanny ability to make smart people look stupid. I think you're great at it. Some things I do not agree with you on, especially when it comes to religion. I just wanted to ask your... get your opinion. Where in the Bible does it tell, did Jesus tell people to look within themselves for the kingdom of God?
He said that when they tell you to look here, don't do it. When you look there, don't do it. The kingdom of heaven is within. Look within, and you shall find the kingdom.
That's my opinion, Mr. Peterson. I think that's a misinterpretation of exegesis, of text.
That's
when he was saying, don't
what?
Look like your exegesis.
Exegesis?
You know, how you interpret text and stuff. That's all. I didn't even mean to use a word. I just know that's the best terminology.
And so when he said, so you're saying that when he said look within, he really didn't mean look within?
No, the scripture where you're referencing where he said, don't look to the left or to the right, that was referencing the false prophets, people saying, hey, Jesus is here, Jesus is there, come and see. And he was saying, don't do that. That is false. That when the Son of God does appear, you know, you'll know. But
what did he tell them
saying,
to look? Where did he tell them to look?
You mean in reference to the scripture
where
he's telling them don't look to the left or to the right? We can bring up the text. I don't know if you have a Bible readily available.
No, I don't.
We can, you know.
But I don't have a lot of time because Thursday is the Bible Thumper time that I spend with the Bible Thumpers. If you can make the point because of time. And then if you can call back on Thursday, I do spend a little bit more time with the Bible Thumpers on Thursday.
Okay, so I just make my political topic.
Yes.
First, I don't believe conservatives or even centrists alike are making the point to combat or rebuttal the left's stance on the protests that are going on. For so long, the Black community and Black politicians have been championing oppressive, you know, white systematic racism, saying that if Black people were placed in certain situations as white people were, that Black people will be killed and the white people would live. I just find it ironic that so-called white people are being killed and these Democrats and liberals are going against it, even though they said, well, if you put a white person in that situation, they wouldn't live. White people are putting themselves in stupid situations in which they're getting the same treatment that these liberals would say that a Black person would get. So I don't see what the problem or issue is.
Well, the liberals don't care about the Blacks. You know that by now. They only use them for personal gain and money. And then now that the illegal aliens are coming here, they're doing the same thing for them. It's not about the color. It's about the money. They don't care about anyone, not even themselves.
Agreed. I agree. But I don't know. I think we can get them on that point.
They've been lying when they said only black people be killed. That's always been a lie, and that was another attempt to control the blacks, to give them so-called false love in order to control them.
Agreed. And then one small little final point that I've gotten most of them, because I call into Urban Radio too. They don't want to recognize that the homicide rate currently in Chicago is down 19%. Carjackings currently is down 33% in Detroit. And, you know, they say that ICE, the National Guard, it's not making any changes. Well, that's a significant change. And the homicide as a whole in the U.S. is down about 20%. So I think those numbers are very important when pointing out what ICE and what the Justice Department is doing currently in America.
Good point. And they're down, according to the report, down in over there in D.C., the homicide rate is really low down over there as well.
Yes. All right, Mr. Peterson, you guys stay blessed.
You call me. Can you call me on Bible Thumper Thursday?
Absolutely. What time is the what time does the show start?
At 6 a.m. Pacific time, 6 to 9.
6 to 9. All right.
A.M. Pacific time.
Okay, God will, I'll be there.
9 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay, God willing, I'll definitely be there. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Super Chats real fast and then back to the call. Super.
Chuck and Jivin', very supportive this morning. Please forgive. Get anger out your heart, Jesse. Smiley emoji.
Thank you, Chuckin' and Jivin'. Amazing.
Frankie F., all my life.
I've been beat by men. My daddy, my uncles, my brothers, my cousin. I ain't gonna take it no more. I'm staying, and you gonna love me. Thank you.
Norris T., $2 bill, y'all.
Amazing. Thank you.
Glenn bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. No difference between civil rights and human rights? Biblical question.
Oh.
What's the difference? Neither one exists. Our rights are given to us by Almighty God, not man nor governments. Constitution protects our God-given rights. Only God can give us our freedom and our life. All men are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. To suggest otherwise, to promote and perpetuate lies.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
And he continues, but it's not quite pithy enough. Appreciate it, though, Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn, keep it pithy. Keep it pithy, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
Yep.
Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net, 222 gold pills. Hey, Brian, why don't you just comply with ICE like you wanted us to comply with mask mandates, forced jabbies, shutdowns, and vax ID cards? Amazing. Referring to the caller from New Orleans earlier.
Oh,
first
Brian.
Hour.
Brian is a mess. Thank you. Amazing, Pastor. I appreciate it.
See on three coffees. Not all, but most white people spoiled their kids without mommy and daddy's money. I don't think they can survive on their own. Top of that, educate themselves. They're the ones get the job right away. They're out destroying their own country and raising dogs. The old white people you knew are gone, Jesse Love. And she continues on and on and on about a kid being spoiled. Whatever happens to them is what they want, she says.
Amazing. Keep it piffy.
Thank you, Sion.
They're gone. Oh, yeah. I got to learn how to face it. They're gone. They're gone. I got to learn how to face it. Remember that song?
Nope.
You remember that song, Ain't Come Here?
No.
She's gone, oh yeah. Oh. I gotta learn how to face it. She's gone. You still don't remember?
It doesn't ring a bell at this point.
How about you, Anchor Bay?
No, but I somehow sang it anyways. At one point,
he picked
in my
up
life.
On the melody.
I paid the devil to replace it. She's gone, oh yeah. Thank you, C.I.
Mr. Pete, with a pilled, gifted the ship. Love your messages. No homo.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. Amazing.
Bill, the liberals in general are the modern-day slave owners. They're upset that Trump is deporting their voting base and workforce. LM blank. Oh, laughing face with tears coming out.
They are ticked about that. The great white hope putting them out of business. They call him king.
Everblazer. John over here.
That's
the
Hall and Oates.
Oh, okay. I like Hall and Oates.
Oh, yeah. I got to learn how to face that she gone. That's a beautiful song, too.
Yeah, nice. They do make
thank
good songs.
You. Somebody just text this to me.
Thank you, C. Bill Everblazer. John over here is trying to debate Jesse about exegesis or whatever.
Exegesis?
Yeah. Laughing face with tears coming out. What an intellectual mess about the correct canon. Stuff like that.
I'm like, what?
Shout out. Thank you, Everblazer.
Thank you. Amazing.
Riley, currently stuck on an icy road, backed up with cars and listening by to JLP. Amazing.
Right on your phone. 888, what's the number?
Oh, the 605-615-4131, something to that effect.
We used to be able to put it up there.
Yeah, he can put it up. Thank you.
605-615-4131. Thank you. And be careful on the roads over there. It's a mess right now.
Yeah, stay
so
warm.
Be careful.
Stay sharp.
Yeah.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa. Jesse, baby, I need your loving. Got to have blank.
Oh, your loving.
Very nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Imported
so
TV.
Nick, you heard of Hall and Oates?
I'm familiar with Hall and Oates.
But not their song.
What's that one song by them?
She's watch dog. Out, boy, she'll chew you up.
That's the one.
A man eater.
Thank you.
Imported TV. What a mess.
What a mess. It's amazing. Thank you.
Caesar or Cesar? 3. John doesn't care about Christianity. He only cares about getting a false happiness by winning a debating. Frowny face emoji.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I want to go to...
We'll read the rest later, y'all. Yeah. Thank you.
Let me go to Maurice. He's been waiting a while out of Virginia. Maurice, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Maurice.
Hey, I'm calling again. Virginia is a mess. Have you seen the new law this lady passed?
Yeah, I heard about it, man. But then people get what they deserve. They voted for.
Yeah, and even to us, for our tax money can go to illegals to go to college.
Like, sound like L.A., California.
Yeah. And I'm out here in Richmond. The city's still suffering from the water crisis. And it just goes to show how women just take, most women take things too extreme.
Yeah.
Because even really my, say that quick, my ex, she even said at one point, if she wasn't afraid of jail, then she would hurt certain people and stuff.
If I, oh, that's your ex, right?
Yeah, well, that's the ex, yeah.
Thank God, it's your ex.
I just thank you everything for what you're doing, and just keep it up, love y'all there.
All right, man, love you back, and thank you for supporting us, and you stay with it.
Yes, sir, sure will.
All right, Maurice.
All right.
Bye. Oh, amazing. I'm out of time. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Mr. Pete gifted the cookie over on pilled.net. Thank you, sir.
Hi, y'all over there on Pilled. Thank you.
Hannes, 3 coffees. Mind-bogglingly jaw-dropping Sunday service yesterday. Thank you, Jesse. God willing, I'll be attending Sunday service soon enough again. That Orthodox caller was amazing. Eye roll. If Jesus returned today, Orthodox and Catholics would be the first in line to re-hammer those nails in his hands.
They'll put him back on the cross, that's for sure.
2 more copies from Hannes. Lord, if it be your will, let me have lots of white babies. Many celebration hands emojis saying yes.
Get busy. The Lord wants you to have some white babies. What the?
Caesar or Cesar? Luke 17:20-21, King James Version. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
I rest my case.
Wow.
It's already in you, folks. Stop looking in a book and all this madness. But do what you want. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, and the rest of y'all supporters over there on the D Live crew. Thank you.
Thank you all. Amazing.
Shout out to the YouTube supporters, all three different channels. We have members on every single channel. The Fallen State, Bond, JLP. Thank you guys for
Thank
your
you
support.
Amazing. I appreciate it.
And shout out to Jules Verne, Buddy 1205, Passage Chatelet, and the rest of the Rumble crew, Homesteader Nick, Urinal Chills, and all of y'all.
Shout out. Thank y'all.
And thank you guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. I'm on time to the call that said everybody. Hate coming now. Bye. Thank y'all. God's kingdom comes.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
Thank you, JLP.